A recent study by the Northwest Arkansas Council determined something that many frequent flyers in the area already know, that airfare is too high. But as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, the price of those fares can't be lowered overnight.
Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport will soon have a nonstop connection to Los Angeles. American Airlines recently announced that Bentonville is one of a handful of connections to which the carrier will connect with nonstop routes from its hub at Los Angeles International Airport. The addition of LAX as a destination for XNA travelers increases the total number of destinations served by the airport to 15. But American Airlines is only one of five carriers that flies out of the regional airport, and only one of those five carriers is a so-called low-cost carrier. Rob Smith of the Northwest Arkansas Council says that the scarcity of different carriers at the airport is one of the reasons that fares from XNA are typically higher than that of surrounding regional airports.
Well, I guess you have to look at it from what XNA is. XNA is an airport that's really dominated by business travel. Airlines are able to come in there and they're able to fill up planes at these prices. And in many ways, you can't really blame an airline for filling seats at the highest dollar amount they can. That's kind of how the world works. That's capitalism, I guess.
Just more than 541,000 paying passengers flew from XNA last year. Smith says that according to a recent study by the council, the average fare at XNA is $154 higher than that of the average fare nationwide. Those figures mean that Northwest Arkansas travelers, both business and leisure, paid $83 million more than the national average to fly from the closest regional airport. Scott Van Lanningham is the executive director of XNA, and even he admits that the fares are too high out of the airport.
We have known for some time that the cost has been going up. It continues to go up. The problem is because of our high level of business travel, the airlines are filling up their planes, and we've got to try and introduce some competition into the market to get the prices at a more reasonable level that folks can afford.
The Northwest Arkansas Council study regarding current air service to the area was conducted in February with representatives from the Walmart supplier community and other major businesses in the area. The employers surveyed represented 63,000 of the total flights out of the airport last year, or about 12% of all flights. The chief complaint that the council received was that more competition is needed on more flights, specifically on flights to Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, and New York City. Smith says that in order to provide that competition, XNA must court another low-cost carrier, particularly one that could offer daily service to and from Northwest Arkansas.
XNA already has Allegiant, but what we're looking for is daily low-cost service. Certainly Allegiant's valuable to XNA, but it doesn't provide that daily service that a lot of business travelers need. They need to be able to go out on a Monday and come back on a Wednesday if that's necessary. And we think that it'll drive down the cost of having employees work in Northwest Arkansas for Walmart suppliers, frankly, for every company. It'll happen for just individuals who travel. I mean, the cost of everything goes down.
But Van Lanningham says that enticing a low-cost carrier isn't an easy task. It took 2 years of negotiations to get Allegiant to service XNA, and airport officials had to tailor its gate fees and other terms specifically to cater to the carrier's 2 to 3 day a week schedule at the airport. But aside from tough negotiations, Van Lanningham says that XNA isn't alone in its search for low-cost carriers.
There are airports throughout the country that are going through the same thing. And so we're in competition with airports all over the country. There are a limited number of the low-cost carriers. There are only six of them, actually.
Those six low-cost carriers include JetBlue, Frontier, Spirit, Virgin America, and of course Southwest Airlines. Although the question remains the same, Van Lanningham says that the likelihood is slim that Southwest will fly from Northwest Arkansas anytime soon.
Until relatively recent, about a year ago, we didn't have any more gates for any other carriers, be it Southwest or anybody. But number two, they are basically cutting back. We are a relatively small airline market. 500 and some odd thousand enplanements a year. So if you are a low-cost carrier and you have a fixed number of assets, you put those into the larger markets where you get a better return. You're more likely to fill up your airplane. So part of the problem has been one of we simply haven't been big enough. The market is growing, and we are seeing indications that more and more of our folks are going to other places, and that's what led us to conclude we really need to go after an all-out effort to try and recruit a low-cost carrier into XNA.
But overall, Van Lanningham says that negotiations to entice another low-cost carrier to Northwest Arkansas will take some time, though airport officials are entertaining all possibilities, even potential deals with startup low-cost carriers. But he says that when another carrier does fly out of the area, the average ticket price for flights from XNA could drop anywhere from $40 to $140. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
They call it the greenest building in the country.
This is a building that functions like an organism. That's to say, it has ears, it has eyes, it has a sophisticated nervous system, and it has a brain. It functions very much like the Douglas fir forest functioned when it was here 150 years ago.
Earth Day founder Dennis Hayes and his new Bullet Center in Seattle. I'm Steve Hurwood. Join me next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Living on Earth, Sunday afternoons at 5 here on KUAF 91.3 FM.